Well, I'm in the camp of being more ambitious. And I wouldn't mind just telling you about the work that was done in Newport recently, because it's relevant. We looked at five areas that needed development. And they were ideas, skills, capital, infrastructure, and opportunities. Now, if we look at that list, is Wales short of good ideas? No, absolutely not. It's awash with them. Does Wales have a skills problem? I think we'll resort to Henry, who's probably one of the largest employers in Wales, to comment on that. But I think there's a problem. Capital, there's problems. Infrastructure, there's issues as well. They're getting better. But when you can't get in and out of Wales on a Friday night, we've got a pretty basic problem there. And we've set ambitions around broadband at 30 meg. Let's remember that late state-of-the-art technology in fibre is 1 terabit per wavelength and 66 wavelengths in a tube. So you're talking about 66 terabits, which is 66,000 million bits per second. So that's the way the industry's going. And I think there's loads of opportunities. But they're only good if you know where they are and you act on them. So let me just tell you quickly about three things. And by the way, we didn't do tax and we didn't do health. They were beyond our remit. But I did put a submission into the Treasury, which got duly ignored, which was to give a corporate tax credit to any company that would pay the undergraduate or postgraduate fees of any student in university. And you think about that, it's a bit of a no-brainer. It would improve the relationships between industry and academia, it would widen access to people who otherwise wouldn't go to university, and it would put concentration on this. We had a debate earlier on, but it would put concentration on the subjects that really matter, because they're the ones that would be sponsored and paid for. So the first initiative we looked at was the building a national software academy. Now you'd say, well, why would you do that? Well, I can tell you, currently, Wales as a nation produces 300 software engineers against a national need on an annual basis of 3,400. So our goal is to set up a new type of academy which teaches very applied skills. We're looking for producing software engineers that can hit the road running as soon as they graduate. Currently, most software engineers take about 9 months to a year to be useful because they're taught the wrong things. So we've got together with Cardiff University, we've completely revamped the curriculum. And it's interesting, we tried an experiment of taking absolutely first-rate professional trainers and blend them with academics. And after the fight finished, because they fought like rats in a sack for about 3 months, what came out of it is a very interesting teaching methodology, which is you're never 20 minutes away from doing something. You learn a principle, you apply it. You learn a principle, you apply it. And the speed in which the young people are learning is just fantastic. It's kind of killed the lecture. Because you think about it, why would you want a lecture when you're teaching computer science? But I have to laugh because... So our goal in 3 years is to get to 300 engineers and we'll then match the national output. But here's a report that my brother, who was from a different mother, Ian Courtney, and I published in 1999. Right? So let's play a little game. How many people had telephones in Wales in 1999 as a percent? 92.
You mean landlines?
Landlines. How many people had fax machines? 4%. How many people had computers? 25%. How many of those computers were connected to the internet? 4%. How many people had televisions? Pretty much 100%, and 26 of those were cable television. 1999. So in tech terms, go back and think about Netscape. This was when Netscape had come out. Can you imagine if we'd have had the courage to put a software page... 19, the world's first software university. You imagine if we had done that in 1999. What a different place Wales would be. If we'd have had a bit more ambition, if we'd had a little bit of foresight instead of hindsight as our way of working, what a different economy this might have become. Next, we've set up the Ilacti Foundation. I'll just be very quick. The Ilacti Foundation does three things. It gives people a postgraduate education in commercialization and entrepreneurship. It aligns them with an idea. We don't ask any young people to come to us with an idea. They're welcome to do so. But we will find it in industry. In other words, we want them to produce something that we know someone's going to buy. And finally, if they do all those things, they get £250,000 of capital funding through equity. And here's the interesting thing, 10 years ago this wouldn't have worked. And I do want to just kind of put one marker down, and that's this. There was a lot of criticism earlier on about risk in government. Let me tell you, it exists in the corporate world. Three things are killing innovation in this country: governance, compliance, and risk management. The bigger the organisation, the more complex those issues are, and there's more people paid to stop things from happening as to make things happen. And let me ask you this, do you think those functions exist in China? They're there for the right reasons, but they've been so overbaked. So when we go to the large companies, BT, Vodafone, you know, whoever, and we say what you need, they're like, oh, here's the list. 10 years ago, they'd have stabbed you in the heart because they would have said, we do that in-house. We've got our own R&D departments. Vodafone's down to 40 engineers in R&D. That tells you that there's a problem in getting things out of the door. And then finally, I just want to mention innovation point. It's referenced in the report. Innovation point is being set up to break the barrier between public funding and SMEs. I don't know how much money's come into Wales through the commission, but it's billions. And it's been the thiefdom of the public sector and academia. And there's a change in Europe. The change is moving with funding elements like Horizon 2020, which is about the reindustrialization of Europe. And we need to go after that. So the innovation point is going to be a radar to know where the offers are, a marriage brokerage service where you put the teams together, and most importantly for the SMEs, a bid writing service to help them make the bids and write them correctly, because it's a dark science. Now, one other thing I would mention, because it's in the context of the big economic picture. I had a horrendous experience last year. I went to see someone at the... Previously, I'd been to see Agent Smith, by the way, and he asked me why. He called me the most persistent prick he'd ever met, and I took that as a compliment. And he asked me why I was doing Alacrity, and I said, I'll ask your question with two questions back. Name a British computer company. And it all went quiet over there, right? And then I asked him to name a British telecommunication company, a network equipment company. And I pointed out that when I left school, I could have worked for GC, Ferranti, Marconi, Plessy, STC, and ICL, all gone. So if we're going to do it, we need to start from the ground up building new companies. But a couple of months later, I was back in there with someone to discuss access to sovereign funds. The Emirati government were over. They had a project called Project Falcon. Of course, we weren't told about it. It was all stitched up. When I walked into the ministry, the guy sat there with the deal book. Everything was done, and we weren't included in it. Minimum size of venture, 100 million. So I got really emotional, and I got thrown out of the meeting. And then when I calmed down, I came back in again. And let me tell you what was fascinating about that. He said to me, if you had projects, what would they be? So I listed them. I have about five things straight off the top of my head worth 100 million that would make a difference to the Welsh economy. His answer was, are they ready to go in the next 12 months? The ones I'd mentioned, we'd be up the yin-yang. We're planning for about 10 years. You know, we would be so far away from it. Then he compared it to Manchester. And he said, when Manchester rock up here as a region, they have a plan. One, two, three, four. Open the first one, Manchester City Airport, phase two. There's the contractors, the planning's in place. There's the business plan, sign here. Next, Salford Quays, two, the project, the planning. The business plan, sign there. The Chinese, where did the money go? Manchester. The Emiratis, where did the money go? Manchester. They've got their act together, and it's about time we did the same thing. We've got so many projects that we could put in, M4 Relief Road, the lagoons. We're just up the yin-yang, the metro. Ideal for sovereign fund investment. But we won't be able to get that money unless we stop pissing around and get our act together and get these things put in place. Sorry.